No one's talking about Kenya, but should they be? Nigeria takes action against Boko Haram, and your prayers are needed for college students this summer. You'll learn why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As disasters go, the deadly flooding in Kenya didn't make the international news. Right now, you're asking, what deadly flooding, right? At roughly the same time flash floods killed over 200 people in Kenya, the world was fixated on Syria and a series of tornadoes that struck Oklahoma. Brittany Tedesco is the Africa Director of Christian Aid Mission, Your Link to Indigenous Missions. She says, aside from the deaths,
close to 150,000 people have lost their homes, they're displaced, and almost 14,000 acres of farmland has been destroyed, crops ruined, animals drowned.
The Christian Aid-assisted Kenya evangelism team needs help with food, shelter, clean water, bedding, and more.
The difference between giving to a larger humanitarian organization and to a ministry supported by Christian Aid is that the Native ministry will not only share food and supplies with the hurting people, but also share, you know, the hope that they can have in Christ.
You can pray, give, or go. We got ways to connect on all three at our website. Next, you've heard a lot about the Boko Haram and their attacks on Christians in Nigeria. Well, on Wednesday, Boko Haram members are officially banned and can be prosecuted, according to the Terrorism Prevention Act of Nigeria. Anyone who even gives money to the group may serve more than 20 years in prison. According to Open Doors USA, the day before the ban, 16 Nigerians were killed in a village attack. It's believed Boko Haram was behind it. Pray for the Lord to strengthen Nigerian Christians' faith. This is Mission Network News. Since Syria's civil war began over 2 years ago, reports from this region mostly center on death and destruction. But today, we have a change of pace. Operation Mobilization says the gospel's making headway. Churches they're helping report a growing hunger for Christ among Syrians from Muslim backgrounds. Some families say Jesus is the only positive thing in their children's lives. Pray that as Syrians find Christ, they'll accept him as their Savior. Meanwhile, how's your spring been? Have you enjoyed the sunshine? Well, summer is coming, and it's often a time when people slow down and rejuvenate. But Global Advance's David Shibley says they're not taking a break from summer training of Christian leaders.
We're involved in 10 training events over these summer months in 9 different nations because there are opportunities that are before us now that will not be there even in the fall months.
One of the training events is for Latin American youth pastors.
These are thousands of youth pastors from churches all across Latin America who will be coming together to be trained and to help point their young people toward the evangelization not only of their own nations, but sending out Latin American young people to the ends of the earth.
Outreach by young people is critical in a self-obsessed culture.
If we don't give them a purpose beyond themselves, we're really violating the heart of the gospel.
Want the full story? MissionNetworkNews.org. And college kids are using their summer for the kingdom of God. Ashley Marble with Buckner International says there's something special about this generation.
They really care about issues in this world, whether that's bellies that are hungry or souls that are lost and separated from Jesus.
32 students are serving with Buckner's Project Go this year.
They are going to Guatemala, Peru, Russia, 3 locations in Kenya, and the Rio Grande Valley on the Texas-Mexico border.
In each location, students get to be the hands and feet of Christ.
They get to spend a month working with children, doing vacation Bible school, helping in our community transformation centers with job skill training, teaching English classes.
Pray people would see Christ through their actions and words. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.